From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Republican State Assembly member Colin Schmidt, Tuesday, April 6, launched his bid for New York's 18th congressional district seat, currently held by Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. Schmidt from New Windsor announced his candidacy during an event at the Montgomery Village Hall after filing a notice of candidacy with the Federal Elections Commission. The election is in November 2022. The 18th Congressional District includes all of Orange and Putnam counties and parts of Dutchess and Westchester counties. In a prepared statement, Schmidt said, and I quote, "Hudson Valley families need a strong voice in Washington who will protect taxpayers, create new jobs, and stand up for our veterans and first responders. I will work every day to deliver real results for Hudson Valley families and defend our values," end quote. Democrat Maloney of Cold Spring Harbor was elected to his fifth two-year term in November 2020. He is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Maloney was first elected to Congress in the 2012 election, defeating incumbent Republican Nan Hayworth. He recently reported having $1.2 million in his campaign account, including $650,000 raised in the first quarter of this year. Schmidt is serving his second two-year term representing New York's 99th Assembly District, comprised of nine towns in Orange County and one in Rockland County. He is a lifelong Hudson Valley resident and serves as a sergeant in the Army. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Athens Street Festival will happen this year, but on a smaller scale and at a later date than usual. The annual event is traditionally held on the second Saturday in July. It is one of the largest public events in Greene County, drawing more than 15,000 people. This year, it will occur on September 18th if approved. Athens Street Festival Committee Chairwoman and Village Board Member Gail Lasher said the Athens Village Board has not yet approved the event to move ahead, but she expects a vote soon. Lasher said, and I quote, "I hope that because of vaccinations, things may be open a little more, but first we have to see if the village will allow it to happen," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "The committee has met one time, but I think the village will allow it if we have the proper guidelines in place," end quote. Lasher said the plan calls for a smaller event with safety precautions in place to comply with health and state guidelines. Masks will be required for visitors and vendors. There will be hand sanitizing stations and social distancing will be enforced. There will likely be no carnival rides for children. Committee member Mitch Poole said after the festival was canceled in 2020, bringing the event back, even with a slightly different look, will be good for Athens. And I quote, "The festival brings people to Athens. Some people come for the music, some for the vendors, some for the fireworks. It's the biggest event in Athens the whole year," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. WSYR-TV is reporting the executive order signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo at the beginning of the pandemic, intended to help restaurants and bars survive the shutdown, is set to expire Tuesday, April 6. Takeout alcohol has been extended on a month-by-month basis since it began. In late March, Cuomo signed a last-minute extension to April 6. Unless the governor extends the order again, it will expire. A bill currently under consideration by lawmakers in Albany would extend to-go alcohol for 2 years if approved. While the measure is welcomed by restaurants, there has been some pushback from liquor stores and distributors. You can read more at RochesterFirst.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.